Annuities are among the most popular investment vehicles available, so it's common for your clients to have existing annuity contracts. Unfortunately, annuities are typically purchased without Medicaid in mind, and they can cause problems during the crisis Medicaid planning process. Let's take a look at some different types of annuities, how they're treated by Medicaid, and how you can eliminate this troublesome asset. For starters, there are two main types of annuities. A tax-deferred annuity is a contract that accumulates growth until it is annuitized. Contributions may occur at one time or over time, and the funds earn returns on a tax-deferred basis until annuitization. This is when the owner begins receiving payments. With tax-deferred annuities, the owner has access to the cash value of the contract and can typically make withdrawals at any time. For Medicaid purposes, a tax-deferred annuity is almost always considered a countable asset. The only exception is if the annuity is also an IRA that is considered exempt in your state. Your client has two options for dealing with a tax-deferred annuity while seeking Medicaid eligibility. They can either liquidate the contract or transfer it to a Medicaid-compliant annuity. Due to the tax consequences of liquidating an annuity, this option is typically only done for smaller value annuities. On the other hand, transferring a tax-deferred annuity to an MCA allows the owner to avoid the immediate tax consequences of liquidation by spreading them out over the term of the annuity while also eliminating the countable resource for Medicaid purposes. The next type of annuity is an immediate annuity. This type of contract is annuitized upon purchase and begins making regular payments immediately. It is typically funded with a lump sum of cash, and many immediate annuities are structured with a lifetime payout. This type of contract cannot be surrendered and does not contain accessible cash value. When it comes to Medicaid planning, an immediate annuity falls into one of three categories: Medicaid compliant, divestment, or asset. A Medicaid compliant annuity must meet strict requirements and is highly unlikely that your client already owns this type of annuity. If the annuity is irrevocable and non-assignable, the premium amount will be treated as a divestment. If the annuity is revocable and assignable, it can be transferred to another party and is typically considered to have value. If your client owns an annuity and you're not sure how to handle it, don't worry, we can help. Plus, your client's existing annuity can be sold on the secondary market. We will review the contract, assess its value, obtain multiple offers, and assist with the sale. For a complimentary review of your client's annuity contract or questions on how to handle non-compliant annuities in the Medicaid planning process, contact our office.